You're listening to SBS News.
Footage of Saudi Arabian aircraft flying over the country's capital, Riyadh, and a lone horseman riding through the desert is the closest world leaders got to the hosts of this year's G20 summit. Leaders of the globe's 20 largest economies, including Australia, Russia, the United States, China, and France, united virtually for the annual two-day summit. At the top of the agenda has been the COVID-19 pandemic. Saudi Arabia's King Salman bin Abdulaziz says to defeat the virus, countries must work together.
The pandemic has demonstrated that international cooperation is the optimal way to overcome crises. We must focus on the most vulnerable segments. We must provide support for all countries of the world, for we will not be safe until everyone is safe.
In a draft G20 communique, world leaders emphasise the importance of supporting poorer countries struggling to recover from the pandemic, over fears the health crisis will further deepen worldwide disparities between the rich and the poor. So leaders have jointly vowed to ensure potential coronavirus vaccines, drugs and tests will be fairly distributed around the world. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country is ready to help countries in need.
Russia supports the key decision of this summit, the project directed at ensuring access to effective and safe COVID vaccines to all. Without a doubt, immunization drugs should be the property of all of humanity. The country of Russia is ready to provide countries in need with vaccines developed by our scientists.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson made a similar pledge.
We've seen some encouraging developments on vaccines in the past few weeks, which may offer a path out of the gloom. And the UK has committed to equitable global access for any vaccine, and I would like to see the G20 nations collectively step up and support that effort.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison attended by dialing into Saudi Arabia from the lodge in Canberra. He echoes the demand for global vaccine access, equating the response required to the important role the G20 played during the 2008 global financial crisis. However, French President Emmanuel Macron says deciding who will be at the front of the queue won't be straightforward.
We can reasonably expect that before the end of the year, a vaccine will be available. That is completely unprecedented. But another battle, a harder one, needs to be fought. Universal access to health technologies needed to fight COVID-19. Are we going to be ready, once the vaccine is on the market, to guarantee its universal access and to avoid at all cost a two-speed world where only the rich will be able to protect themselves against the virus and resume a normal life?
The European Union says to solve the issue, G20 leaders need to invest more funds into global projects for vaccines, tests and therapeutics, namely the Access to COVID-19 Tools Accelerator and COVAX. Germany has already contributed over $811 million, but Chancellor Angela Merkel says it is also important to strengthen the World Health Organization. World leaders also discuss their concerns for poor and highly indebted countries strapped with additional coronavirus-related pressures. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte says it is an important part of restoring the global economy.
Substantial financial gaps still need to be addressed, and they will require innovative financing tools and pathways and an active involvement of the private sector. We need targeted investments aimed at strengthening healthcare systems worldwide while supporting environmental and social resilience and avoiding further economic disruption.
To address this, the G20 is set to extend a debt servicing moratorium for developing countries by 6 months to mid-2020, with the possibility of an additional extension. World Bank President David Morpeth is warning if the G20 fails to provide greater debt relief, poverty and disorderly defaults could drastically increase in less wealthier nations. Sonia Lal, SBS News.